Blog Talk Radio.
Grace and peace. You are logged on to the Sound of Power. Tonight we're going to have prayer with the Prophetic Intercessors Network. We are going to ask you to hold for just one moment as others are logging in before we begin our call tonight. Again, we thank those of you who have joined. We're going to begin this call momentarily, which will be facilitated by Donna Lycan, Regional Intercessor for the Stockbridge Chapter. Again, we thank God for you, and we will begin our prayer momentarily. We ask that even as you're waiting for this time of intercession to begin, to just begin to softly speak to the Lord and just begin to lift him up as you invite his presence on the line. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence, God. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you, God, for leading this call, God. Thank you for anointing this call tonight. Thank you for your presence and power that rests on the line. Thank you, God, for using us as your vessels, your conduits tonight. Father, we bless you for it. We bless you for what you're going to do tonight on this line. We thank you for miracle signs and wonders, breakthroughs, God, deliverances, chains broken, yoke destroyed, God. Thank you for it tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. To you be our glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, we bless you, God. We honor you for it tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you. Jesus, we bless you for your presence. Nobody like you, Lord. Jesus, nobody compares to you. None who is your equal, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for blessing this line tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We will start in another 2 minutes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you. Thank you, Lord, for those who are just logging in. We're going to start in just a moment as we're waiting for others to log on. Ikuma, see, I would just ask that you just begin to worship the Lord. Ikuma, Nikora de Bishi. Jesus, Ikandora de Bosha. Oh, God, Ikuma, Sunday, as we just welcome his spirit onto the line. And Ikuma, de Bishi, as we give him every issue. Ikora de Mosha. Oh, God, your presence, your power, your anointing. Oh, God, we know. Oh, God, that you are in charge of this call tonight. And, God, that you're going to bless us. Oh, God, that your presence rests heavily on us. I, God, that we begin even now, God, to cast off every mindset as we await you. Oh, God, Oh, God, we thank you, God, for the sound of glory that shall rest on this line, for your presence, your power, your anointing that shall rest on this line. We bless you now, God, that you're clearing the airwaves tonight. Ah, God, that troubles, oh, God, oh, God, that you are getting in the midst of troubles now. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, oh, God, we bless you for your presence, even. Oh, God, your presence that's already here, God, we're waiting. Ah, God, we're waiting on you. Ah, God, bless us now. Hallelujah. Oh, God, show yourself even strong and mighty now. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we anticipate. We're asking those of you that are waiting even now, just begin to praise him and just open your mouth as we're preparing to start. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for what you are doing. God, we bless you for your presence, your anointing, and your power. We thank you, God, that you're already breaking the spirit of disillusionment now. We thank you, God. God, we're waiting on you. And God, that we are opening up our mouths in worship with anticipation for what you are going to do on this line tonight for the very yokes that are going to be destroyed tonight, even on this line for miracles. Oh, God, God, even as you are already preparing the atmosphere for miracles, oh, God, God, we're opening up our hearts now. We're getting ourselves ready. Oh, God, that even as the intercessors began to open their mouths tonight, in intercession, God, that we're already ready. We're waiting on you. God, we are making our hearts even a platform. God, tonight for you, oh God, to make visitation. God, your glory is already on this line. Your presence, your anointing, God, is already on this line. You're stirring now. Stir us, Ekoma Sunday Kodurande. God, stir the atmosphere. Stir God. Ekemo Sunday. God, I thank you for it. I bless you. I bless you for it tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God, Ekoma Sandoro Shama. Oh God, we bless you for it now. God, your glory is here. Your presence is here. Your anointing is already here. Oh my dear. Your glory is already resting. Your power is resting now. Oh, God.
Let your glory fill our homes. Hi, ma'am. I'm Sister Tarshia. God bless you, woman of God. I am truly blessed, and I honor God and acknowledge Him. I have a prayer request for myself, for God to continue to lead and guide me. And I open my heart to Him, and God is so good. He's so amazing. And I love Him so much, and I trust Him to pray for my four children and my three grandchildren, and I have a son in prison. Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Amen.
I have a son in prison, and, you know, for my ex-husband, Tremaine, that God save him, and if it's in his will, that he reunite her. I don't even know if we're divorced. And if it's in his will for him to save the both of us, because I feel like we'll have an awesome ministry. You know, I just pray for the world that we have love and peace, because love covers a multitude, you know. And, you know, people just don't have enough love in my heart, and in spite of how people treat me, I still have to love and pray for those that despitefully mistreat me and use me.
Praise God.
Okay.
Praise God. That's Sister Tarshia. That's one of my faithful members. This is Pastor Shirley Davenport. I want prayer for my 7 children and his sister LaWanda.
Hello, my name is LaWanda Kitchens, and I need prayer for myself and as well as my family. The devil angels has been in our...
Oh, are you just still here, Mom? Hello?
I think her call dropped. It looks like her call dropped.
Okay. Are there any more prayer requests? Okay. Can the intercessors, can we, y'all please announce your name so we know exactly
you
who's
have
there.
Cheryl, you have Cheryl with you tonight. It will be you and Cheryl.
Okay, well, Cheryl, would you like to start and lift in the everyone up in prayer?
Dear gracious Father, we are excited about your presence that has entered into this line.
Gabrielle,
we thank you,
Brandy.
Oh God, for we are thanking you, oh God, because you are joy and you are peace, oh God. So the atmosphere has been set, oh God, for us to believe that you will enter in our minds, souls, and spirits, oh God, this evening. And God, this is the confidence that we have as we approach you, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And as we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that he will do according to his will, his perfect will. And Father God, I just want to take this opportunity to say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we come to you, O God, on behalf of families this evening, O God. Father God, we want to first confess our sins unto you, O God. We want to confess our sins unto you, O God, because you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Father, as we come to you, and we have come to you by faith, knowing, O God, in confidence that you hear us, O God. And Father God, as the atmosphere has been set for the petitions that have been stated, O God, there is a release of faith, O God. And Father God, as you cleanse us from all unrighteousness and as you accept our faith, God, to answer, O God, these petitions that have been offered up unto you, O God, we come this evening, Father, first and foremost, knowing that you, O God, ordained families, O God. You have ordained families from the foundation of the world. You ordain that husbands and wives and fathers and mothers and children, oh God, would be in complete harmony, oh God. So we speak in the atmosphere this evening in the mighty name of Jesus on behalf of families, oh God, the families that are broken, the families that are scattered, families that have been pulled apart because of unforgiveness. Father God, we want to speak in the atmosphere by faith, O God, that as you cleanse our hearts, that you would receive, O God, our petitions, O God, in the area of unforgiveness, O God. Father God, we speak in the atmosphere this evening, O God, that you, O God, will receive our petition, O God. We ask that you would forgive us for not being able to forgive one another, O God. Your word says that we're to love one another, O God. And your word also says that in order for us to be forgiven, that we must forgive, O God. So this evening we speak, O God, over our families, O God, for those that are estranged, O God, those that are separated, O God, and that the spirit of forgiveness will be able to draw them together and the spirit of love, O God, to bring them to a place, O God, of repentance, bring them to a place of a desire to be reconciled one to another, oh God. We pray this evening, oh God, thanking you in advance, oh God, for reconciliation for the families, oh God. As has been mentioned, oh God, there's an estrangement, oh God, in a family, oh God. But Father God, tonight, by faith, we intercede on behalf of families, oh God, that you, oh God, will cleanse and make anew, oh God. We intercede, oh God, on behalf of families, oh God, tonight, oh God, where the mother may have walked away, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, that you would tug on her heart, oh God. Spirit of the living God, move on the mother who has walked away from the family, oh God, that she will be reconciled to you first, oh God, and that she will come and ask for forgiveness to you, and then she can reconcile to her family, oh God. We pray this evening for her, oh God, the brokenhearted. You came to set the captives free, and this night we believe it, oh God. We believe it in advance, oh God, that you will do this, oh God, for the mother, oh God, who's walked away as she's being reclaimed, oh God, by faith. We believe it to be so, oh God. We pray for the daughter that is against the mother. We pray for the daughter that's against the father. We pray tonight that there will be a broken spirit, a quite contrite spirit against those who have walked away from their families, oh God. We declare, oh God, that you will cleanse and make anew, oh God, that the hearts will be cleansed, oh God, that the hearts will be made anew, oh God, that there will be a spirit of love that's been released because the spirit of forgiveness is washing away, that the blood of Jesus is making it right for the daughter and the mother and the daughter and the father, oh God. We pray this night, oh God, for reconciliation for families, oh God. We thank you in advance for doing this on our behalf, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for releasing the spirit of love, oh God. Love, oh God, that will conquer all, oh God. We thank you, oh God, as we declare and believe, oh God, that families will come together, oh God. Father God, the enemy will come against our families, but you are strong and mighty, mighty in battle, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, because this battle is yours, oh God. But we release and we connect by faith, oh God, one to another tonight, oh God. Thank you, thanking you in advance for what you're doing for families, breaking down malice, oh God, destroying the root, oh God, of malice and wrath and hatred, oh God, that comes, oh God, to separate the family. We declare the blood of Jesus to clear the airways, oh God, that even in as they are coming together, oh God, that they will feel the reconciliation, oh God, that their hearts will be prepared to receive one another in love, unconditional love, as you have taught us to do, to love one another unconditionally, oh God. You said that love doesn't keep a record. Love is kind. Love is not puffed up. Love is not contentious, oh God. So we declare the love, the agape love for families this evening, oh God, for the oldest one in the family, for the grandparent, oh God, the grandparent that's taking care of the grandchildren, oh God. We pray tonight, oh God, strength be unto them, oh God. We pray tonight that the reconciliation, the prayer, oh God, that be gathered around the family, oh God. The families, oh God, led by the fathers, oh God, will come together once again, oh God, believing and trusting you, oh God, standing in agreement, oh God, that that family, oh God, that the household will be saved, oh God, that the father will speak, oh God, as he should, oh God, as the head of the household, oh God. We reclaim fathers back into the home, oh God. We come together tonight thanking you in advance, oh God, as fathers are coming back into the home, oh God. Fathers are coming back into their place of work, where they're working, oh God. Father, we pray for fathers that need jobs tonight, oh God, that you are the Jehovah Jireh, the one that provides. We thank you in advance for provision. We thank you for open doors for the father that needs a job to provide for his home, because you are his resource. You are his strength, oh God. We thank you for favor in advance, oh God, for employment for the father, even for the father who has a dream of opening his own business, oh God, connect him to the right resources, oh God, that he will be able to do, that his vision will be executed, oh God, that he will be careful to give you the honor and the glory, because you opened doors for him that only you could do, oh God. We thank you in advance for provision for the household, oh God. We thank you in advance for healing for the household, healing in the body, soul, mind, and spirit for the families, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're pulling down strongholds even right now, because the atmosphere has been set for the miracles to be released, for strongholds to be bound to the pit of hell, and that they was that the spirit of peace is loosed into the family. We thank you, oh God. We bless your name, oh God, for doing this for families, oh God, because it's according to our faith, and we believe it to be unto us, oh God. So we thank you for reconciliation tonight for families, oh God. We thank you for them being reestablished in the house of prayer, oh God. Families coming, oh God, collectively together, one by one, declaring that you're their God and there's none like you, oh God. They come, oh God, to seek your face, oh God, and then they come out of the church house to do your will. So we thank you, oh God, for families tonight. We thank you, oh God, for cleansing the hearts of the family members tonight. We thank you, oh God, for salvation for those that don't know you and the pardon of their sins, oh God, for those, oh God, that do not have not confessed that you are Lord. We ask, oh God, by the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that the spirit of salvation will overtake them, that they will not be able to rest until they say, what do I do to be saved? And they come to you with an open heart, with a heart of repentance. We thank you all in advance for salvation this evening, oh God. We bless your name, oh God, for that you are doing this, oh God, that you're releasing healing, that you're giving guidance, oh God, that you're giving hope. There is hope that's being released in the atmosphere tonight, and we receive it, oh God, by the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for that, what you're doing on behalf of our families, and we know, oh God, it's according to your will. It's according to your will that we can say this prayer. We can say it in confidence, oh God, that because as we're speaking, you're answering our prayer, oh God. It's according to our faith as we're bringing these petitions unto you that we receive, oh God, what you'll have on behalf of our families, oh God. We thank you for every matriarch in the family. We thank you for every patriarch of the family, oh God. We ask that you would continue to watch over them, oh God. Let their days be long, oh God. Let their days be joyous, oh God, that they have set established foundation of faith in the families, that they have been examples of who that you are in them, oh God, and they are leaders of the family. We thank you for our matriarchs. We thank you for our patriarchs and our families, oh God. We thank you for wholeness tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, and we believe it to be so, and we count it to be done. We have great expectation for what you're going to do in our families, oh God. As the families are made whole, we have wholeness in our communities, oh God. As our families are released, oh God, and to the power of the Holy Spirit, our communities are made whole, oh God. And so we have great expectation, oh God, that this prayer is being answered by faith. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for doing this for our families, oh God, for bringing them together. Wholeness, oh God. Wholeness for our families, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for snatching our children out of the gangs, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for snatching our children out of places of promiscuity. We thank you for bringing our young adults, oh God, to a place of repentance at the altar where they yield, where they yield their lives and their souls to you, and that they become ambassadors, oh God. They come evangelists, oh God. They come teachers. They come pastors, oh God. They speak into, they speak that what you have done for them, and they are coming, oh God. We call them forth from the north, south, east, and west, oh God. They're coming, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the children and the youth and young adults that are yielding their lives unto you, that are confessing that you are their God, that are laying out before you, oh God. They're taking up the mantle, oh God, of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you for our youth and young adults, oh God, that are being set aside, oh God, that are in the place of being a remnant for this dying world. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for doing this in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, we honor you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Father God, Lord Jesus, oh God, we praise your name tonight, oh God, Lord Jesus. There is no other God that is, oh God, greater than you, oh God. Tonight, oh God, as we seek your face, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, we have, oh God, folks, oh God, in this line who have great expectation, oh God, who came tonight, oh God, Lord Jesus, knowing to the fact, oh God, that there is a place that they can run to, oh God, oh God, mercy, oh God, for them, oh God, to offer up their prayer request, oh God, so that they realize, oh God, that once they give their request, oh God, there's someone, oh God, who will be standing in the gap, oh God, tonight, oh God, as we thank you, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, for Tashir, oh God, who have brought her kids, oh God, and she needs help, oh God, she needs, oh God, Lord, salvation for her kids. She needs, oh God, for you to rest your hands upon them, oh God, for your, oh God, for your word, oh God, Lord, to bring them to that place, oh God, of repentance, oh God. Oh God, Lord, just, oh God, here is a mother, oh God, who needs, oh God, your help, oh God, who needs someone, oh God. She realized the importance, oh God, of her kid being saved, oh God. Oh God, continue, oh God, to do miracles in her life, oh God, in her kid's lives, oh God. Oh God, Lord, just, oh God, we thank you, oh God, that we know that you're going to do a great work, oh God, in the lives of your children, oh God. Father God, even if it's one person, oh God, who give their life to you tonight, oh God, it's worth the while, oh God, being on this line, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, that we, oh God, can stand in the gap, oh God. Oh God, to be there, oh God, for them, oh God, that we can hold their hands, oh God, and walk them, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, to the altar where they can seek, oh God, your face and where they can seek mercy, oh God. We pray, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, for the Shanda, O God, who is, O God, also have, O God, request, O God, who is offering up to you, O God. Father God, Lord Jesus, O God, your people, O God, they are hurting, O God. O God, but Lord Jesus, O God, we know that is a difficult part, O God, when it comes to the point in waiting on you. O God, that's the hardest part. But it's worth the while, O God. We know it's worth every while, O God, when we wait on you, because we know when you come through, O God, you're going to come through big, O God. And tonight we can see, oh God, your hands is working, oh God, in the lives of your people. We can see, oh God, souls are being saved. We can see, oh God, a breakthrough, oh God. We can see, oh God, the prison doors open, oh God. We can see the chains, oh God, have been loosed, oh God, from your people, oh God. Lord Jesus, they have been liberated, oh God. They have been free, oh God, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, oh God. For the days of labor, we thank you, O God, when we come to you, O God, night, O God, week after week, O God, bombard in heaven, O God, Lord Jesus, O God. We know, O God, that we will not be intimidated, O God. We will not, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, be weakened by the scheme of the devil, O God, because we know, O God, that we are planted, O God, in solid ground. Tonight, O God, as we lift you up, O God, and we ask you, O God, to touch each and every individual, O God, each and every intercessor, O God. Continue, O God, to empower them, O God. O God, Lord Jesus, O God. Use, O God, Lord Jesus, O God. O God, Lord Jesus, O God. Elder Belinda, O God, who, O God, who you ordain, O God, to be, O God, the architect, O God, of this ministry, O God. Continue, O God, to give her the unction, O God, and the, O God, and the power, O God. O God, continue, O God, to give her longevity, O God, in her life, O God. O God, Lord Jesus, O God, I pray this night, O God, that every organ in our body, O God, will be replaced, O God, will be renewed, O God. Every cell, O God, every tissue, O God, will be healed, O God. O God, there will be no pain, there will be no sickness nor diseases, O God. O God, Lord Jesus, O God, we ask you tonight, O God, to touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, O God. Move in our body, O God. Anything that is happening, O God, you straighten it out, O God. O God, make her brand new, O God, Lord Jesus, O God. Oh God, Lord Jesus, we thank you, oh God. Oh God, as I lift every prayer intercessor, oh God, Lord Jesus, you know all of them by name, oh God. Touch them, oh God, in a profound way, oh God. Give them, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, the power and the resilience, oh God, to fight against, oh God. We know, oh God, that we don't have the power to fight against, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, the principalities of wickedness in high places, oh God. But we know, oh God, that once we come before you, oh God, you will take care of that, oh God. We know, oh God, our fight is not against one another, oh God. Oh God, sometimes it seems that way, oh God. We fight against one another, oh God. We, oh God, but tonight, oh God, we ask you, oh God, that we put all of that to rest. We fight against, oh God, the principalities and wickedness, oh God. Oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, clear our hearts, oh God, and our mind, oh God. Continue to move in our lives, oh God, like never before. Continue, oh God, and give us, oh God, oh God, the ability to continue, oh God, to seek you, oh God, and to call, oh, and to be in your presence, oh God. Oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, we call on you tonight, oh God. Touch you, oh God, each and every areas, oh God, Lord Jesus, of this government, oh God. Father, Lord Jesus, oh God, start from the, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, the president, oh God. Oh God, go into his life, oh God. Oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, let those who surround him, oh God, give him counsel and wise advice, oh God. Oh God, help him, oh God, he'll be able, oh God, to know you in a personal way, oh God. You said, oh God, that we should pray for our leaders, oh God. Oh God, and we prayed, oh God, that their hearts, oh God, will be changed, oh God, regardless, oh God, Lord, what they do, oh God. Our mandate, oh God, is to continue to pray, oh God, so that you can change, oh God. We know, oh God, that Moses prayed, oh God, and change your mind, oh God. We know, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, that Jeremiah prayed, oh God, oh God, and you change your mind, oh God. And we know that prayer, oh God, is the only course. We know that once we come before you, oh God, your mind will be changed, oh God. You can turn, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, things are wrong, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, Lord Jesus, this is not a God who is willing that everyone that perish, oh God, but should all of us should come to that place of repentance, oh God. And tonight, oh God, we seek you, oh God, for us, oh God, to come to that place, oh God, where we can seek mercy, oh God, where we can say, God, we surrender all, oh God. We give you all that we have, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, you are, even though the God, that you are God of a consuming fire, but you are God of a second and a third and a fourth chance, oh God. Oh God, you give us several warnings, oh God, before you can strike, oh God. I know it grieves your heart, oh God, when you look down, oh God, and you see, oh God, the way, oh God, the people who you made, oh God, to worship you, oh God, their lifestyle, oh God, the things that they do, oh God. We know it grieves the Holy Spirit, oh God. But, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, your warning that you sent to us, oh God. Oh God, we know that we should supposed to be vigilant, oh God. Oh God, you said, oh God, in your word, oh God, that we should, oh God, should always, oh God, be vigilant, oh God. Oh God, Lord Jesus, God, because there would be a day, oh God, oh God, when you will come like a thief in the night, oh God, when we least expect it, oh God, Lord Jesus. We must always, oh God, be vigilant, oh God. Prepare, oh God, for any time, oh God. Oh God, we will not know, oh God, the hour nor the time, oh God. Oh God, but you said, oh God, that we should always be prepared, oh God. And tonight, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, we are preparing ourselves, oh God. We are preparing ourselves with a word. We are preparing ourselves and seeking you, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, continue, oh God, to move in our lives, oh God. Continue, oh God, give us, oh God, the courage. Continue, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, to move, to perform miracles and signs and wonders, oh God, in our lives, oh God. Help us, oh God, not to be tired, oh God, in seeking you, oh God. Let us continue, oh God, to seek you with all our hearts, oh God. We thank you, oh God, tonight, oh God, once again, oh God, that we can come and offer prayers to you, oh God, that we can come, oh God, Lord Jesus, to the foot of the cross, where we can seek you, oh God, where we can bring our petition, oh God. Father God, we ask you, oh God, tomorrow, oh God, as the body of Christ, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, all the churches, oh God, in your name, oh God, who will be preaching, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, let them, oh God, continue, oh God, to seek you, oh God. Give them a word tomorrow, oh God. A word, oh God, that for folks, oh God, would understand, oh God, that we, when we look around and we see things that is happening, oh God, we should realize, oh God, that the time is drawing nigh. Oh God, and let them, oh God, understand, oh God, Lord, let no one leave the same way that they gone into the church, oh God. Father God, Lord Jesus, oh God, let it be a life-changing experience, oh God, for every individual, oh God. We praise you tonight, oh God. We ask you, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, to continue, God, to keep us, oh God, and to move in our lives like never before, oh God. Have your way in Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Thank
Hallelujah,
you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh
thank
God,
you,
thank everyone,
you,
oh God, with everyone, oh
yes,
God,
Lord.
Join and praise God tonight, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God, give them the fruit of our lips,
thank
oh God.
You, Jesus. Thank
oh
you, Lord.
God, Lord Jesus, we praise
oh.
you tonight, oh God.
Thank
Lord
you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God, Lord Jesus, we lift you up tonight, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord,
thank
Lord
you, Lord.
Jesus, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, oh God. Thy kingdom come, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God.
Yes, Lord. And we are preparing.
Oh God, to God.
Close out the night. Want to read from Hebrews 11 tonight. Thank you, Lord. We want to read Hebrews 11 as we prepare to close out tonight. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11 reads, and we're going to read starting at verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so tonight, even as we are closing out this prayer tonight, we're closing it out tonight, and we just want to speak to your faith tonight. We close out this prayer tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that even in these last and evil days and the trying times, that your faith will be reignited. Hallelujah. For whatever you are believing God for, hallelujah. Whatever miracle you may need in your body, whatever miracle you may need in your family, whatever it is that you are believing for, as we have these testimonies in the hall of faith, that it was by faith. Even the scripture goes on to say, by faith, Daniel, there were those who stopped the mouths of lions. So tonight, we just pray into that particular scripture. We pray into faith tonight. And Father, I just pray that everyone that's under the sound of my voice, God, that whatever miracle that they need, whatever they stand in the need of, God, whatever, God, that they are dealing with, Father, I pray tonight, God, that that faith be reignited. Father, God, that you would bring a restoration of faith, God, that you would bless them indeed. And Lord God, that you would be with them. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are supplying every need, oh God. God, some came in, God, with needs for their family. God, there is some needs in their home, God, that they have. God, there is some things, oh God, in their marriages, God, that they stand in need of. God, some came crying out tonight, oh God, for their children. And God, some came crying out tonight, oh God, God, that you might restore their marriage, that you might repair their home. God, there were those that are broken in their spirit. And Father, they just need you, oh God, to do what no other power can do. And so, God, tonight we just stand in agreement, God, that you, Lord, would strengthen their faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. If they be weak in faith in any area, Father, for your word declares that you've given to each and every one of us a measure of faith. So, God, wherever they are weak, God, that you would give and God, that there would be a breakout in their spirit. And God, that signs and wonders shall follow their life. And God, that they will abandon the spirit of doubt and fear. And God, that they will abandon every spirit of unforgiveness. And God, that on tonight, God, that you'll begin to saturate their mind. And so, God, tonight we bless you for faith, oh God, to believe you in difficult matters. God, those that are dealing with difficult dilemmas, God, some they were able to express in some words, but Father, you know their troubles. And Father, I thank you on tonight that you are in the midst of us, that you're the refuge for their soul, that you are the way out of trouble. And so, God, we bless you tonight for your spirit and your anointing. We bless you tonight for your deliverance. Oh, God, God, thank you. Oh, God, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, God, we bless you. Just go ahead and open up your mouths tonight and just give God some glory. Release your faith tonight on this time for the miracle that you believe God is going to perform in your life. Yes, God, for your God. Yes, you are believing him for your miracle. You are believing him to deliver you out of trouble. You are believing him to deliver your family member. Hey, God, it called my fear.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we give him glory tonight. Hallelujah. We give him glory tonight, and we thank him tonight. For those of you that have joined us tonight on this call, thank you, Lord, from every location that you are calling in from. We thank you. We thank you so much, and we bless the Lord for what he has done and even is doing in your life. Thank you so much again for joining us. We are preparing to end this call tonight on behalf of Donald Like and our regional intercessor for the Stockbridge area, for all of our regional intercessors, Sharon Quinn of our Decatur chapter, and Carla Chambers of our Detroit, Michigan chapter, and Janelle McCall of our Daytona Beach, Florida chapter. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Octavia Davis of our Chicago chapter. Hallelujah. And Tiffany Ferguson of our Gainesville chapter. On behalf of all of our regional intercessors and all of our 10 intercessors, we want to thank you tonight for joining us on the call. We pray that the Lord has met you and that you will continue in the spirit of prayer and that the Lord will meet you on tomorrow again. We bless you. And Donald, if you can thank the people as we end the call. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, all God. All guys, thank you, everyone that was able to join us live tonight. And on behalf of Elder Belinda, who are the senior pastor for this ministry, we thank you and we ask you, God, to continue to bless them. And we praise God for all that you have done and continue to do in the lives of these people. We thank you, all you guys, and we... You can always meet us again next week, Saturday morning at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m.
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.